Okay, here we're talking today about a safer, which I think is a little bit less well-known, but is massively influential. The safer is called the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos is a safer written by a contemporary, maybe a Talmud, a bit of a debate, of the Ramban. The Sefer HaTrumos, there are Sfarim that Rishonim wrote that are commentaries on a previous work. So you wrote a Peirush in Chumash, you wrote a Peirush in Shas. There are Rishonim that did things like that. There are also Rishonim that wrote on topics. The Sefer HaTrumos is in many ways a sefer all about halvaz, about loans, but he discusses things in very broad terms. I mean, in many ways, it's on all issues of Nezik and Choshen Mishpat. The Sefer HaTrumos wrote on those issues. The way he writes, he begins with the Gemaras, he speaks about what other Rishonim happen to say, and he goes all the way to Halach Lemaisa on a very wide variety of topics, all again loosely connected to the world of Halva. There's a commentary on the Sefer HaTrumos called the Gidulei Truma, which is written, I think, in the 1600s, which is a wonderful sort of way of making the Sefer even more valuable. Why is the Sefer HaTrumos considered to be particularly important? So for a couple of reasons. Number one, it does a really nice job when he speaks, taking you through a sugya, at least up to his era. So you're talking about someone summarizing Gemaras, a lot of the views that come from Rishonim before him. He quotes a wide range of Rishonim, I believe. You're talking about someone that quotes the Ramban and that world. He quotes also from Chachmei Provence, the Baal HaMaor, the Ravid, quotes from the Rambam. There's a lot of different Rishonim that he quotes, so he becomes very, very helpful. Derech Agav, one of the discussions about whether he's a Talmud of the Ramban or not, this is, I found fascinating, they were in the Hagdamah, the Sefer HaTrumos, some Rishonim, when they quoted the Rebbeim, would quote the Rebbeim by saying, Mori, like my Rebbe, my teacher. Some Rishonim, when they would quote the Rebbeim, would just quote the Rebbeim by name and wouldn't say Mori first. What's unique is that the Ramban's Talmidim always refer to the Ramban as Mori. Some of the other Rishonim, like the Baal Mor, I think, doesn't do that with his own Rebbeim. The Sefer HaTrumos does not refer to the Ramban as Mori, but he was definitely a contemporary. There are tshuvas of the Ramban that were written to the Sefer HaTrumos when he had questions that were going to be coming up. So one reason why the Sefer is immensely helpful is that it serves as like an overview of different topics. So you see a Sefer HaTrumos that gets quoted and you want to know what's there. So he takes you through the Gemaras. He takes you to very organized work. And sometimes it's trickier when you're learning a commentary to Masechta. There are different Gemaras in different places and it becomes a little bit hard. And they put out these editions where they tell you where all the Gemaras are and it goes through that. The reason why the Sefer is also very, very significant and very important is for the following reason. It is not clear that all the Rishonim had access to the Sefer HaTrumos. It's not clear that all the Rishonim really had access to it, but we know of one that did, and that is the Baal HaTurim. The Tor was the son of the Rush. The Tor wrote, that's the straw of the Tor, the Beis Yosef on the Tor, and then the Shulchan Aruch in many ways is based on the Beis Yosef's comments on the Tor. The Torah is the one who divided up all of Shulchan Aruch, all of that area of Torah, into four categories. Or Chaim, those laws that deal with Shabbos and Yontif and daily living. Evan Ezer deals with issues of Ishus, where you find in Nashim. Yoredeya, which deals with issues of Kashrus and other kinds of Isurim, Nida Avelis, etc. And Choshen Mishpat deals with Nezikin, the interpersonal laws that come up in the Zikin. What is interesting is that a lot of the Tor, this is pointed out by some Achronim and it's pointed out by some academics, a lot of the Tor and Shulchan Aruch took their structure and a lot of their dinim from the Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos ends up being the basis for a lot of what we do halacha lemaisa and choshen mishpat. That is true even though it's not always quoted. That's true even though it's not always attributed. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, the commentary on the Torah, Beis Yosef often points out things in the Sefer HaTrumos. So if you're learning something in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, you're learning Bav Metzia, I look up something in Shulchan Aruch and I want to understand the basis or where it may have come from. So a lot of the organization and a lot of the setup and a lot of what happens to really be there in many ways comes from the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos does an amazing amount, even though it's not quoted the same way by Rishonim, even though it's not, you know, the additions were not always there. But certainly when you get to the times of the Achronim, it becomes immensely, immensely popular, this Sefer. And again, especially when you talk about the edition, which has the Gedulei Truma. So Sefer Truma is a Sefer which may come up, like with a lot of Rishonim. It's organized on Kosher Mishpat, the basis of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. It is certainly a wonderful Sefer for us to be familiar with and for us to know.